But the split is that we have to come into this room and talk about the prayer or a prayer site rather than being there. Rather than being outside and going on. Can we have a volunteer? Why is there, who has a good reason for coming here tonight and attending a congregational meeting to talk about the disposal of that site? Boy, are we going to have an attendance? It's at 7 o'clock here, and
there's a good reason.
Barbara
has a reason. There might be another nice day sometime when we could go out there and it wouldn't be there anymore. That's why.
So that one possibility is to keep it from being sold for apartment houses or something. Incidentally, I don't know how many will be here, but the decision will probably be made by, say, 30 or 35 people. The decision will be value of that decision will be more than $1,000 per person. Because whether that's sold for part thing or whether it is maintained by the county or somebody in the prairie will be a decision where the difference will be something like $1,000 per person voting tonight. So, early days had to come.
Well, an interesting line in Edinburgh, one of the naturals, well, it was the Nature Conservancy, but it was not the same as our Nature Conservancy. It was a national organization. But their line to live by was, you are now enjoying that which your grandparents provided in the way of trees and land. It's up to you to see that your grandchildren have the same thing.
So, do come tonight. I think we have one item of business. It's been explained in the prairie fire. And I think we can dispose of the business rather expeditiously. Come and let's talk. It's terribly important. Here, right. 7 o'clock tonight. It's a federal congregational meeting.
Okay.
The minister.
We have a carol singing of May carols. I've been really interested to see how the Christmas season is not the only season that carols are traditionally sung. The spring is also a season to do that. And they have a would you call it a medley for it?
That's one who's Catholic school, all of them right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Just let it flow over you, okay? This is a poem by one of my favorite poets, Conrad Aiken, which I've fixed up for a few congregational voices. Mysticism, but let us have no words. Angels, but let us have no fantasies. Churches, but let us have no creeds, no dead gods hung on crosses in a shop, nor beads, nor prayers, nor faith, nor sin, nor penance. And yet, let us believe, let us believe.
Let it be the flower seen by the child for the first time, plucked without thought, broken for love, and as soon forgotten.
And the angels, let them be our friends, ask for our needs with selfish simplicity, broken for love, and as soon forgotten.
And let the churches be our houses, defiled daily, loud with discord, where the dead gods that were ourselves may hang, our outgrown gods on every wall. Christ on the mantelpiece with downcast eyes, Buddha above the stove, the Holy Ghost by the hatch rack, and God himself staring like Narcissus from the mirror, clad in a raincoat and with hat and gloves.
Mysticism, but let it be a flower.
Let it be the hand that reaches for the flower.
Let it be the flower that imagined the first hand.
Let it be the space that removed itself to give place for the hand that reaches, the flower to be reached.
Let it be self displacing self, as quietly as a child lifts a pebble, as softly as a flower decides to fall, self replacing self, as seed follows flower to earth.
The next part of this is something I'm a little careful and trepidatious about, because I really have never done anything like this, but it's going to be a slideshow with reading. And I guess Fran, which you turn the lights out. These slides are so pretty. I'm not even sure we're going to get them. Now, they're taken from a book by Bob Tobin called Space, Time, and Beyond, and they say rather strange things, and people in focus, the roots is the main problem. And what I'm going to do is say a little bit about each one, and then I'm going to give pause for meditation. I really like the Quaker idea of silence, although I like to make a lot of noise myself. So I'll just say a few words, and I don't promise to be able to explain Bob Tobin's conception of time, space, and beyond. Just to bend your minds a little. Mysticism is defined as the doctrine or belief that direct knowledge of God is attainable through immediate intuition or insight, and differs from ordinary sense perception or the use of logical reasoning. And therefore, it is attached to itself a negative connotation of meaning, of vague speculation, and also secrecy, I'm in, you're out, kind of occult practices. But what I'm asking you to do this morning is to suspend the side of your brain that demands sensory proof or logic, and simply to join me in a kind of poetic license of floating along with the illustrations. Now, this one is the second, actually, the series of the book. I didn't print the other one. But you see a little man here, and he's got all these things floating around him. And that's his universe. Tobin feels that the physical universe does not really exist separately from the thought of the participator. We construct ourselves by being conscious of ourselves. Consciousness is everything. That's the universe around him. You see the little feet sticking out here. That's other people's universe. All we can think or perceive is brought into awareness and hence into being by our individual thoughts. Are we then monsters of monomania, living alone in this universe that we created with our minds? Ron Slabaugh gave me a little saying from John Moore some time ago. He says, when we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. And if you look up at that corner where there's that little square, I'll get back to it later, but we are hitched up to all the other consciousnesses in the universe at the edge of our consciousness so that we're all joined. Okay. This is a way of showing that we are all hooked up to each other. And now we're inside bubbles. What must ascend though you are gone is not alone. The cone of the abyss denies the bubble high.
Do not look for me here. I will be gone into a ring of light which spins around the pole, around your empty space. My circling, the essence of my embrace, will turn the pole, and other arms and frames will turn it with me. Spinning, plural, we will transfuse eros into amity. Okay, let's have the next one.
Preserve them.
this is an actual physical fact, that certain structures contain energy and preserve things. I did it with a tent and I saw the same thing. I urged God in 1 hour, because I said at Northwest, South, and East, where we were to was that, and the structure contained energy. That's the way the horns contain energy.
Okay, you have the next one.
Sometimes, who's
feel very strongly about things. My husband's mother always used to go to visit her car when it was in the hospital, which was just being repaired. She had a feeling. And I will conclude this particular zany part of the presentation with reading from D.H. Lawrence's Apocalypse, which I have above my desk in the office. Cheer me up. We ought to dance with rapture that we should be alive and in the flesh and part of the living, the incarnate cosmos. I am part of the sun as my eye is part of me. That I am part of the earth, my feet know perfectly, and my blood is part of the sea. My soul knows that I am part of the human race. My soul is an organic part of the great human soul, as my spirit is part of my nation. In my very own self, I am part of my family. There is nothing of me that is alone and absolute except my mind. And we shall find that the mind has no existence by itself. It is only the glitter of the sun on the surface of the waters. So, we could have a light, and Mary Lou will help you to suspend your mind a little bit.
There will be an opportunity for discussion after a little while. I've invented a game called the network game. And I'm going to tell you I think perhaps I will wait until you've got the chairs put back to one side. Barbara, I think maybe you'll have to spectate. Okay, maybe
watch. It's not a wild game.
No, it's not a wild game, and the motions are with our feet, and they are walking types of motions. So put the chairs on top of each other at the sides.
Down the sides.
And go on a straight space lengthwise at the moment. Could that one person look back? Of the room is important. The two moves that you have in your silence are once called exchange. Practice it with your partner. Take the hand of your partner and trade places. But keep headed your own direction. Ah, now we're taking Dorothy and Mike's examples. Dorothy has just made some progress towards her turnaround point. Mike has made progress towards his turnaround point. Come back to where you were now. Facing your own turnaround point. The nature of this game is that it's only through the assistance of someone else that you move towards your turnaround and towards your goal. You can't walk or scuttle along the floor or crawl or slither or sneak unless have your hand in someone else's hand, so that it is through another person that you move. The other kind of move is called pull together, stretch away. This is for people who enjoy having a little friendly contact with someone else. In pull together, stretch away, you take the hands, one hand will do, of the person near you, come together close enough for a little friendly conversation. Only don't talk. Okay. And when you've had enough of whatever you size up the spaces around you and pick another a direction or another person, but at least a direction that you're trying to get to, and stretch as far away from your partner as you can, because the minute your hands break contact, both of you have to stop. So the stretch away, now, okay, stretch away towards your turnaround point.
Why don't you contact him all the way across?
How did I contact him? I'm sorry. You will find that people are looking at you. You may have to wave your arms and look helpless. Or as Anna says, curl up in a ball on the floor and look helpless. However you manage it, if you find a willing helper, that helper, the person with the hands on the hips, may actually walk to you, and then you point to the spot on the floor you want that helper to stand, and now you've got somebody to either do an exchange with or the pull-together stretch-away with. Once you've made use of that helper is now standing with his hands on his hips at a new place on the floor waiting for somebody to want help. Those of you who don't want to really be helpers should just stay at the ends of the room out of the road of the action. What questions have you?
Okay, the first two steps.
Okay, the first, you practice it with your partner. The first step is called exchanging. Touch hands and trade places with your partner. But facing your direction, maintaining your own direction. Okay, now go back to the position you were with your partner and we'll do the other move. I'm supposed to tell you what the objective of this is.
Yeah.
This is a game of network, and it's to experience interdependence. I think it's to experience our own moving through life with the help of other people and the fact that we are interconnected. I can visualize a group of people who have played this a number of times, if we ever get to that stage, being able to flow very rapidly across the room and back. But I don't know if we'll ever play it again.
Second
group is called Pull Together Stretch Away. This is for people who would like to have a little friendly contact. Pull towards each other. Now, relate as long as you like. Start playing the game in total silence. Ruth?
This line is from the Jewish mystic Martin Buber. When a man is singing and cannot lift his voice, and another comes and sings with him, another who can lift his voice, the first will be able to lift his voice too. That is the secret of the bond between spirits.
Okay.
this again, I would like to have two kinds of feedback happen now. The first kind is with one other person, or with in a group of three, each of you take turns telling what you experienced, what it was like for you. And then we will, after you've done that, form up into some kind of a circle and have a general discussion.
Yeah, bring your chairs back here.
Yeah. But first, just stand with one other person or two other people and each take a chance of telling the other what the experience was like.
Or
well, you know, at the beginning going west. And then there'd be other people who would be goalless.
Can somebody change goals the way it is now?
Why not?
I don't see why you have a goal at all. Communication or interrelationship than putting a goal at this.
Would you all be willing to play it again sometime on like with that change?
Play again with the goal.
Make it so we make our own goals, our own personal goals. Some people just
Would those, I don't want to detract from the other discussion, would some of you like to stay and do it again after the discussion of the verbal part of the service? What? We got to sing right after that.
What if somebody didn't really play and they said, well, I have no goal, I don't have to do anything, I'll just stay right here.
That would be their choice. Sure.
Doesn't that get like that shaker dance, I can't remember what it was called, where everybody was floating around doing their own thing? What was that one?
That was the shaker high.
The shaker high. I've always, after I saw that, I wanted to do an all-prairie shaker high.
You know, I was thinking that you complicated the move and make the move more complicated so that you're more dependent on the people that you meet along the way. I think you would then concentrate on the people. You said, you know, you were just getting to your goal and forgetting about communicating somehow with the people. I don't know how exactly you do that.
If it was like leapfrog and the other person had to get down so that you could go over
something like that. That would make a very realistic crawl or...
Well, the object would be contacting X number of people.
Yeah.
What, Mike?
I was thinking that maybe we could have music playing at the time that this was going on. I didn't have a specific dance step to do with it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
But I don't see this goalless thing because, I mean, what's the point of living unless there are goals? You see? That we are oriented around the structure of goals. Goals are space goals.
It's the opposed goal of hope. We were given goals.
See, what I was suggesting is not to have no goal, but to change the goal. Want to get into the wall. You want to simply be interacting.
I think this turned out to be a fairly real-life model. My point of view, because we were whipping back and forth getting to our equipment, and I didn't interact with people to the extent that I would have liked to, and people that I would have liked to stop for a minute with were whipping on past trying to get to their goal. And I think it turned out to be a real life model.
But I see some person saying that I have to meet one or two goals. Another person says I have to meet four goals. Someone says that I can't meet any goals. My purpose is to interact with X number of people. Everybody's telling me different things that I have to do. We're trying to make rules, but I don't see it as that. I see that the rules should be open. Maybe there should be specified types of movement if I want to move.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have to do that either. I want to move in my own direction. I don't want to move the way one or two or whoever else wants me to. I want to move because I want to move and in my own direction.
Am I understanding you that supposing the leader stands up and gives a couple of descriptions of legal rules, and most of the people are comfortable following the structure, are you saying that you would like to, at certain points, reject the structure and go ahead and walk across the floor, for instance?
No, I'm saying that I don't want to, if I don't want to try and interact with, say, 10 or 20 or however many people I can interact with, that may not be my purpose. I may at one time want to reach goals, I may at other times want to interact with people. And so that if we use these as two opposite types of movement, that I don't feel that I have to do one or the other. I feel that I can do both and maybe other things too.
I'd just like to ask one basic question. I'm having a little trouble conceiving of the relationship of this ritual to the theme of the program. And what could you kind of explain how this ritual relates to the original point of view?
Ennis, do you want to tackle that?
Well, you see, it's beyond logic.
What Mary Lou and I managed to do as a team, it may come from intuition rather than a set perception. What I said about the wormhole and the Swiss cheese thing, I'm fascinated by the way consciousness is impinged on each other, like the way Mike is sitting here thinking the same thing. And, you know, I questioned myself whether our ego-bound, the way we conceive of the self as ego-bound, is as real as we really think it is. So this, without words, the wordlessness of the human contact, is a way of seeing what happens when people cannot go any place without each other. It's a kind of symbolic connection. It's not a lot.
Having lived in the South for 20 years, I find that it's much easier in the South to touch and embrace, and I find a difference in this part of the country that not all
bodies in touch and darkness and not all light.
There were precious few being cut.
Yeah, right.
I think there would have been lots more.
But doesn't that say something dreadful about ourselves? We're so inhibited.
Oh, it's partially also that we're so goal-oriented because everyone was sort of, you know, going very quickly back and forth.
I don't think it's terrible. I think it's just surprising. I think people like it when they get used to it.
You mean more physical touch? More,
yeah. I mean, I didn't grow up there, and I went there, and it seemed funny. But once you realize that that's what's happening, you stop being startled. That's nice.
Well, the body is the periphery of the ego consciousness. I was reading a book yesterday about how people are just terrified
to touch bodies and how frequently even sexuality is used as a kind of pseudo-touching. Because if you're not very sure of yourself, coming up against another body or another ego or another person is terrifying. It's what I meant about the bubbles. It takes a tremendously strong ego to be able, I would think, to move around this room doing any embracing, even in the typical hand around the shoulder type of affectionate type of thing. It takes a very strong ego to be affectionate with a large group of people.
That was something that I was thinking about. I was talking to about that it was particularly difficult for the men to relate to other men. I noticed that when we started that all the couples, almost without exception, were men and women couples. Unless there were a few women that got together as couples, but I don't think there were any men and men couples to start with. And if there had been, I think they would have been very uncomfortable about it. And especially when it came from the process began, I noticed that men kind of hustled past.
Yeah.
Should we?
Oh, cool.
Should
If there's someone who really wants to have a little conversation about the first part of the service, I think maybe Annis would be willing to meet maybe in the corner by the screen here and have a little conversation, because I'm sure there were so many actions that didn't get a chance for expression. So consider that little corner here as a spot where the discussion could continue if anyone wants to. See you all tonight.
Well, for someone to move to next, they would be looking to.
That's a good idea. I'll talk.
Yeah, and you could have the rule that if you didn't want to move on this move, you didn't have to. If you wanted to go on hugging or whatever it was you were doing, but you can only move during the silent time.
Yeah, so I didn't have the tape going, so make your original suggestion.
Okay, the suggestion is to structure time in the thing by stopping and starting music or some other kind of signal. I mean music. And so that perhaps you would only move when there was no music and you would relate or you could move and hold hands when the music was stopped, say. But when the music was going, then you were frozen, or at least you were not to move. So that you would either stand there or relate to the person that you were relating to.
Or if you could stand on one spot and do a little dance of your own without moving from the spot.
Yeah, but in other words, the forward motion or sideways motion or whatever
I think there's been a common thread of criticism and suggestion, and I think it could be summed up in the goal should not be getting there, but being somewhere. In other words, for example, see, to me, there were two streams in Annis's talk, the network and the bubble. I find the bubble much more appealing, but why not have a combination? For example, a main suggestion in this dance, while the people are reaching them, just stop and, you know, clap hands like this and have a little talk with you.
Right.
This is the goal, the being there, not to get to the other room, you see.
Uh-huh.
In other words, that is the goal, and then you may want to do that with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
In other words, we were just going through the mechanics of interdependence, missing the total goal of being with someone.
Uh-huh. And that maybe structuring the time would do that for you, because you'd know that now was the time to carry out whatever, and you'd know that there was going to be an end, so you're not faced with that mutual embarrassment of not knowing
when the end is. There's not only holes in this Jesus, there's cheese. You just went to the hole.
Right.
See what I mean? There's not only holes in the Swiss cheese, but the Swiss cheese. Your network was all whole, going through the hole.
Right,
but there's
some
stuff
in it.
The end, the stuff. The
experiencing of the life.
So that's
you can make the function of the hub.
Like the hub we gave each other. To me, that was
make
the hard part.
You could start out with certain people.
The other was fun.
Supposing you're saying make the function of the helper stronger, maybe you could start out with some people that had that role and other people who didn't have that role. And then the relationship between the two would be...
There should be some way to switch it back and forth. At some point you should be able to, you know, say, I don't want to be a helper anymore.
Because that might just happen, you know. You might get the goal of the people are going to help themselves moving around the room. And the other people, in effect, will be your helpers, the non-movers. You know, because they'll just be there. So you might not have to designate them. It might be the personality.
There are really lots of ways it could be done. I'm really going to try it. So those who don't go home and watch television tonight.